It's me. It's the D-O-double-G, the road dog, Jesse James. And by my side, as always, is that B-A-double-D-A, double crooked letter, badass Billy Gunn. Together we are the New Age Outlaws. And you're listening to the VOC Nation. And if you ain't down with that, he's got two words for you. Suck it.
VOC Nation provides live daily streaming shows where fans have the ability to interact with the hosts and guests by phone call, email, and Twitter. VOC Nation hosts include the legendary Ken Resnick, you probably remember from the AWA and WWE, former WCW performer, the Maestro, Wes Briscoe, who you probably remember from Impact, Brady Hicks, who you remember from Pro Wrestling Illustrated, former WWE and TNA star, Shelly Martinez, and former Philly radio personality, Bruce Wirt. VOC Nation's two most popular shows are Wrestling with History, featuring Ken Resnick and Bruce Wirt, streaming live on Wednesday nights at 9:30 Eastern, and of course, In the Room, featuring Pro Wrestling Illustrated's Brady Hicks and WCW alum, the Maestro. And by the way, both of these shows take callers live during the show. What are you waiting for? Go listen live right now at VOCNation.com and subscribe to all of our podcasts by searching for VOC Nation Radio Network on your favorite podcast app. Oh, and follow them on Twitter too, at VOC Nation.
Hello and welcome to the first edition of the After Chat Shortcast, a short podcast. And I'm your host, Bill Apter, and I will be chatting regularly with Bill Apter. Bill, the first thing I wanted to ask you, I had heard many, many times, and it's not in your book, that there was one guy who actually was able to cinch your job with London Publishing, the company that eventually put out Pro Wrestling Illustrated. And of course, when you joined them, they were putting out some other magazines, correct? Yeah. First of all, thank you for having me on the shortcast. I think this is a great idea. Yeah, I was working Stanley Weston, who was the publisher of all the wrestling magazines. Back then, in the early 70s, he was publishing Inside Wrestling, The Wrestler, Wrestling Annual, Ben Strong Wrestling, Wrestling Yearbook, and a couple of other magazines, and a bunch of boxing magazines, and an Old West magazine. So I was doing freelance work for him for a few weeks. And then he found out that Jack Briscoe was going to make his first appearance at Madison Square Garden. And I said, you know, I've been going to the Garden because I've been doing a radio show, and I've been getting interviews with a lot of the wrestlers. And he looked at me straight in the eye and he said, if you can get an interview with this, that's what he talked like, if you can get an interview with this Jack Briscoe, I'm going to bring you on a regular job. A regular job. And he told me what that would entail, that I would work 3 days a week at $25 a day, which was like $1 trillion currently. And you want to ask me something, Bill? Yeah, was this you'd be working in his office? The office was in his house in Rockville Center, Long Island. He originally had an office in New York, but he moved everything to his stop interrupting me. So he moved everything to Rockville Center. So armed with my audio cassette recorder and with my $49 Minolta rangefinder film camera, and bringing my dad along to take pictures while I was interviewing Jack Briscoe, if he would talk to me, I set out to Madison Square Garden. We drove in the apartment I was living at with my parents in Maspeth, Queens, and we drove to the Garden, got up to I think it was the fifth or sixth floor where the dressing rooms were, and there were dozens of people there, reporters and state athletic commissioners and promoters. Vince McMahon Sr. was there, Willie Gilsenberg, his partner, was there, and this was the night also that Eddie Graham was returning to Madison Square Garden. And he was kind of like the agent for Jack Briscoe, because Jack had been wrestling down in Florida where Eddie was the promoter. So I saw Eddie Graham, and I went over and introduced myself to him. And he said, "Oh, you're Stanley's boy?" I said, "Well, I'm not his son, but, you know, I work for Mr. Weston." And he said, "Well, what do you want to do?" I said, "Well, first, can I do an interview with you?" And I did an interview with Eddie Graham. It was incredible. And that interview will be available somewhere in the next few months right here on VOC Nation. And then, after I did that, he said, "Do you want to talk to Jack?" And I said, "Yes, of course." So he brought Jack Briscoe out. Very debonair. Three-piece suit, well-groomed, his hair nicely cut, no whiskers, and very well, very deep voice like this, you talk like this, deep voice. And I did like a 15-minute interview with him. And then later that night, I thanked him so much, and he said, "Anytime you need anything, it's fine, just call me or Eddie." And he gave me his phone number. So went out, shot the matches, Eddie Graham's return to the Garden, Jack Briscoe's match, and got back to my house late that night, my father clicked pictures of me in black and white, shooting pictures of me while I interviewed Jack Briscoe. So that night I went into the dark room in my house, which is the bathroom with a little safe light thing there, and I developed the negatives and made some prints of me interviewing Jack Briscoe. Now, there was no internet back then. I couldn't email them, so I mailed them to Mr. Weston. But that was the next day. And I called him in the morning, said, "You got Briscoe?" I sent pictures, too, and mailed them out special delivery this morning. He said, "Great, if this is what I'm looking for, you got the job. Full-time job, 3 days a week, $25 a day." So he got the pictures, and he invited me out to his house. I had been there a couple of times before on freelance jobs, and we listened to the audio tape together, and he thought it was fabulous, and it eventually came out to be a story it was either The Wrestler or Inside Wrestling Magazine, called Jack, I have to do it the way Mr. Weston would have said it, called Jack Briscoe Tells It Like It Is. And yeah, and again, I think I mentioned it in my book, but I didn't go into detail, but, you know, it's perfect for the short cast. So I want to thank everyone who used to follow me at onewrestling.com with the sad passing of Bob Ryder. Onewrestling.com does not exist any longer, and it's so sad, but new life is... Bruce Wirt, the man who created the VOC Nation, called me and brought me back, because I had done some work in the formative days of VOC Nation, and I'm glad to be back. And in tradition, some of the writers from OneWrestling.com, like Jay Shannon, aka Jesse Shannon, Sal Lasardo Jr., Don Murphy, and others making the move, the journey with me, and I'm glad you're all doing that. So I will be doing this short cast a few times a month. It all depends how you like it. And you can follow me at After One Wrestling, that's the number one, not the word, on Twitter, or you can email me at beafter@vocnation.com. And if there's any stories you'd like to hear on this shortcast of me, my career, just let me know. You know what? I'm talking too much. Let me turn it back over to Bill. Boy, you give you the mic, you can go on and on, can't you? We are so glad to have Bill Apter here on the what has now become the VOC Wrestling Shortcast. And again, if you'd like to get in touch with Bill, please do. and let him know how you like the shortcast. And we will be waiting for your suggestions. Your suggestions, right, Bill? That's absolutely correct, Bill. On what shortcast stories you would like to hear. Just mention a certain wrestler. And, Bill, right off the top of your head, you can talk about almost anyone, can't you? Yeah, yeah, I can do that, Bill. And I want to thank you for letting me be the first guest here on the VOC Nation After Chat shortcast. Were you thinking about having someone else on the After Chat shortcast here on the VOC Nation? You know what? We did have a few other people in mind, but we figured at least for this first episode, it probably should be you. Okay, well, that sounds good. I'm looking forward to that. And Bill, would you do your closing as you always do? Oh, yeah. Okay, this is Bill Apter for the Voice of Choice Nation shortcast, podcast, and we'll see you eventually at the matches. That's a wrap.
Hi, everybody. I'm Katie Segal.
And I'm Kurt Sutter.
And welcome to our new podcast called PIE, People, Influences, and Experiences.
Yes, it's sort of the get to know you at a deeper level, the who, what, when, where, and why you are, rather than what it is you do.
Absolutely. We're not going to talk too much about what people do. We just want to know about their families, where they come from, you know, what shapes their parenting if they have kids, what shapes their marriages if they're married. We just want to be really nosy. We want to get in there.
A deep dive into nature and nurture.
And we started it because there are a lot of people that we don't know that we are curious about.
Right. And I have no friends. So for me, it's, you know.
Trying to get them out of the house.
Listen to it on whatever you listen to podcasts on.
Yeah, podcast, homecasts.
Your podcasting apparatus. Watch it on the YouTube.
He's aging himself.
Have you ever experienced turbulence on a flight and wondered why?
And you can see all the terrain around you. You've got no issue with visibility or anything?
No, everything's peachy.
Maybe you've sat on the tarmac for hours wondering why your plane isn't moving.
Well, we're outside here. They're saying the ramp is closed. They won't let us park because of Air Force One.
Listen in on the conversations between pilots and air traffic controllers on the Air Traffic Out of Control podcast.
510 is declaring an emergency. There's smoke in the cabin. I need to make a landing right now on 31 left.
We have the most interesting, wild, and funny ATC recordings you will ever hear. Check out Air Traffic Out of Control wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts.
Hey, this is a Total Package, Lex Luger, and you're listening to the VOC Nation. Don't miss out.
Check out In the Room
every Tuesday night at 9. Listen in.
Pro Wrestling Illustrated's Brady Hicks, former WCW star Stro Maestro, Kazzy Fist, Matt Grimm.
And you and Ray are there too, right, Ray?
We sure are, and we've got great guests like Lex Luger, AJ Styles, Taku, and more. It's a heck of a party. Plus,
I didn't get thrown off buildings.
And then
I didn't get pregnant either.
Sometimes I think it gets so ridiculous.
We were getting into like snuff film territory there.
In the Room.
9 p.m. Eastern on VOC Nation.
Wrestling with History, The Voice of Choice, and Killer Ken Resnick.
When I die, they're going to open me up and find about 2,000 undigested Northwest Airline cheese omelets.
Mr. Chris Cruz, what's going on?
Jesus, how did I get roped into this?
General Adnan went to school with Saddam Hussein.
He cried, I cried, he cried, and who could find?
Adnan lost a lot of family in the Iraqi war.
Everybody loves Granny.
Wow. Yeah, see, a lot of people don't know that.
Yes, Taylor, you guys are busting me up.
Catch Wrestling with History with Ken Resnick and I live on VOCNation.com Wednesday nights at 9:30 Eastern Time, or listen to the podcast by searching VOC Nation Radio Network on your favorite podcast app.
Stadium Journey, the worldwide leader in stadium reviews for the traveling sports fan, is proud to present the Stadium Journey podcast on VOC Nation. Join us as we talk with prominent figures from around the sports world to discuss issues pertaining to sports travel and stadiums around the globe. New episodes air on VOC Nation Wednesdays at 6 p.m. Join Paul Baker, Dave Cotney, Mark Viquez, Dan Calchico, and guests from throughout the sports world on the Stadium Journey podcast on VOC Nation.
Each and every Thursday night, check it out. WCW star Stro Maestro takes you on a journey. It's WCW Retro. Talking old school match of the week, talking dream matches, taking your calls and looking back on an incredible career of acting, entertaining, and wrestling. Check it out. VOCNation.com. WCW Retro. Be sure to call in Thursday nights, 9 Eastern, on the VOC Nation Radio Network.
Yo, this is Jerry Stags of the Nasty Boys.
Yeah, Brian Knobbs here. You getting ready to get nasty? Well, listen to the VOC Nation, baby, because it's about to get nasty all around and up in this mother. Get ready. Nasty Sensation is coming at you.
The worldwide leader in entertainment. This is the VOC Nation Radio Network.